from our New York studios up in Harlem. Let's go inside her story with Jackie Reed. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Tom, Sybil, and Jay. Now, the world may see us as confident but on the outside, but our lack of self-esteem reveals itself in decisions that we make every day, decisions to stay in abusive relationships, to man share, to be one of 17 women to have a baby with a man who has 34 children, to overexpose our bodies, to have unprotected sex, to buy things we can't afford, in our decisions to contemplate hurting ourselves. Now, a new book aims to help women stop negative behavior and learn to love themselves. It's called The Woman Code, 20 Powerful Keys to Unlock Your Life. I'm going inside her story with award-winning author and journalist Sophia Nelson. She is the author of the inspirational self-help book, which hits stores globally this week. Good morning, Sophia.
Good morning, Jackie. Good morning, Tom, Jay, Sybil.
Good morning.
Good morning, hey, Sophia.
Now,
hey,
listen,
Tom,
Sophia.
I heard you laughing. Why are you laughing, Tom?
Don't ask, Sophia. We have learned not to just hold that, Tom. Just wait. Now, Sophia, in this book, you
just
not
focus
only
focus on Jackie.
Just
Sophia,
focus.
Just focus.
Listen to my voice. Listen to what's going to help some women. We'll get to Tom and Jay in a minute. I promise you. Now, in this book, you not only give women guidance, but you also tell them that you can relate to what they're going through—that self-doubt, because you've been there with depression, for example. Can you tell us a little bit about your lowest points in your life?
Jackie, actually, it was very recently, as you happen to be a friend of mine, so you're aware of this, but I was in severe depression as I was actually on deadline for this book, and I had lost someone I loved. I was supposed to, as you know, get married, and it didn't work out, and I really came apart. No one knew it on the outside. You see me tweeting happy. You see me on TV looking great. It's something we as black women, but not just as black women, all women do really well. We mask our pain, and I was suffering severely. And if it wasn't for three of my girlfriends and sorority sisters who literally, a couple came to my home and said, okay, we're not going to let you die. Your heart's broken. We got it. We know you're hurt, but you got to get back up. So I've been there very recently, and it was hard for me because, as you know, my personality is normally very bubbly, happy, and you know how I am, and it was hard for someone like me to be depressed and have to admit it and get help. And I got help, and I finished the book, and God, I think, did an amazing thing through it.
Now, depression is something that you're really concerned about when it comes to black women. What's going on with us?
I'm concerned about it with all women, but certainly with black women. We are dealing with a lot of pain. I just came back from Woman Thou Art Loose with Bishop Jakes, and I was able to speak there. And 25,000 women, Jackie, and you could hear the women wailing, and like literally wailing. And I think for black women, again, it goes back to my first point, knowing our value. We don't, because many of us didn't have fathers, or if we did have fathers, they didn't set very good examples. There was abuse, there was alcoholism, there was anger, there was violence. Not everybody, certainly many people like yourself had good daddies. But that is a big thing for women. And then it's the sexual abuse that black women have endured and many women have endured. That's a big pain. Making peace with your past is not easy when you've been broken and hurt in such a big way. And women carry that to adulthood. That's why they're depressed.
And we carry it into our dating lives. When it comes to relationship, we make many of us, not all, but we make poor choices and stay too long in broken relationships. Yeah, can we blame men like Tom and Jay who put an age cap on women they date and do silly things like that?
Look, Tom and Jay have the right certainly to date whoever they want. But let me say this, on a very serious note, women struggle with aging far more than men do. Again, that is a socialization thing that's been around from time immortal. When men get older, they get bald, they get big bellies, and they do that.
Let her go.
Listen, when men age, we think it's sexy. We don't give them a hard time. They can run around with a 20-year-old, and it's okay. But if a woman does it, she's a cougar. If a woman is sexy and, you know, in her 40s, 50s, and run around with a 25-year-old, we look at her like, girl, what's wrong with you? Men think, ew, that's nasty. So it's a socialization thing that keeps women in a place of loneliness and being alone and accepting that once they get past 50, they're no longer gorgeous, fly, attractive, or desirable. And that's unfortunate.
Do you think it's going to change?
But all of this is a mental thing, too, isn't it? Because, well, not all of it, but certainly in order to change society and change the media, counterpoint it is to really go inside and work on ourselves. And that's what a lot of the Woman Code is about, is working on ourselves.
And improving. Absolutely, Sybil. And to answer Jay's question, will it change? Look, I think that it is changing. I think you see Tina Turner looking as she does in her 70s. Good goodness. And she's got a man in his 40s. So I think we're getting more comfortable with seeing women who are older with younger men.
Well,
and I think it is changing.
I don't think it is changing. Because you have to go all the way back to advertisement, television shows. It's just a large gamut of things you have to change.
And your jokes.
That are acceptable, that women come out and listen to.
But what she's saying is that I agree with this, that you see small changes here and there. People don't ridicule Tina Turner for being with someone so much younger than she is. They celebrate it now instead of making jokes about that.
Well, actually, he's over the cap. If she's 70 and he's and
that's
she's
your
cat,
not her cat.
He's in his 40s. But Jackie, let me say this quickly because I want to give your audience some takeaways, if that's all right.
Yeah.
First of all, let me tell women how you get low. First of all, 1 in 5 people in the United States of America, 1 in 5 is on antidepressants. 1 in 5. Okay, so we get low by not guarding our hearts, by letting gossip and hurt and the pain that other women heap on us seep into us. We think negative thoughts. We speak negative things. I'm fat. I'm ugly. I'm too black. My lips are too big. My hair is too nappy. We talk about ourselves like this. We hang with the wrong people, people who don't speak life to us but death to us. We don't live authentically. We mask. We hide. We don't make peace with our past. We let that pain stick with us and hold us back and grind us. We don't believe in getting therapy, particularly as African-American women and men. The suicide rate for brothers is double what it is for sisters. So, and we can talk about the brothers another time because they're in pain too. And we don't teach people how to treat us. That is my biggest thing. You got to teach
because
people how to
treat
you.
Because we don't treat
ourselves well. Exactly, Sybil. And so 4 things I want women to take away. Know your value. Make peace with your past. Teach people how to treat you and live authentically. I promise you, sisters, if you can learn to do those 4 things as I've had to learn, as Sybil has, as Jackie has, you will begin to see a shift in your life for the better.
I'm telling you, this book can make a big difference in a lot of lives and generationally, Sophia. I really believe this.
I should get it for my daughter.
You really should.
You really should, Jay.
And I'll autograph it, Jay.
No, you know what, Jay? Not only for your daughters, but for your son, so that he can pass it on to his daughters, because it's really important that we have this conversation and continue to have it, because you really have given us, as the book says, 24 powerful keys to unlock your life.
I love you guys. And listen, seriously, Tom and Jay and Sybil and Jackie, love you guys. You always support me and I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Well, the book is The Woman Code, 20 Powerful Keys to Unlock Your Life. She'll be on. Come on, Tom.
Men. 21, not enough men.
This would be a good panel on the cruise, right, Sybil?
Let's do it. Tommy, let me on the cruise.
He wants to hear more. He wants to hear more of this.
Good.
The Woman Code, 20 Powerful Keys to Unlock Your Life. It's a good book, you guys.
Clearing the throat, okay?
Listen, it's cold and flu season.
Good job.
Good job, Jackie.
Thanks, Sophia. Thanks, you guys.
Thanks, Sophia.